welcome to your brand new month here at It's Time For Me, but also welcome to a brand new year in It's Time For Me. So at the end of last year, I made lots of changes to hopefully make your experience a lot better and different so that you are actually just tapping into the things in the membership that you really want, that you make use of those things because they feel like they're more aligned to you. And I just hope that your experience will be a lot different this year and that you're going to get more from the things that you're engaging with, the content that you're listening to or reading to, and that I can help you in any way that I can over the course of this year. So you'll notice that our topic is I am ready for things to be different. And please do take time to read above there about what this month is all about and why I really, really wanted us to do it. And I share a little bit of a personal story with you. And the reason I do this is because I want you to know that, like, I also obviously go along through my own life circumstances as well, but also how we can make our life different and kind of change perspective on things. And this is really why I wanted to do this, because I spent a lot of time over the last number of weeks, particularly over Christmas, thinking about our year. And like, I'm a big believer that our year can start anytime. You may not be ready to even start this month's topic. You may do it next month. Whatever works for you, it doesn't really matter. It's always when we feel like we're ready to step up. But what I've been reading a lot about over these last couple of weeks is about how our year can be different to how it's always been. And it really got me thinking about all these things that I talk about. Yeah, I like achieve things in a year and I, you know, achieve some goals, or I create different things that I want. But there's some fundamental things that just year on year, they just keep repeating themselves. And the reason they keep repeating themselves is because I keep repeating the same habits and thought processes and have the same perspective on things. And I was like, it really should not have to be this way all of the time. At the start of 2022, my word for last year was belief. Beliefs that things could be possible and belief in myself more. And I definitely went on a, inverted commas, because I don't really like this word, a journey with that. It really did. And it kind of tore me inside out, like, or turned me inside out, I should say, to get me to this like place where I really wanted to go. So for us to make things different, we are going to have to get uncomfortable and we are going to have to step outside of our comfort zone, you know, and not just stick with the same things. Things that we don't like in our life, we don't change them because they're comfortable, because we don't change them because they're hard to change. Making change, believing in ourselves, connecting even to our soul expanded energy, it's not easy stuff to do. And you'll see I wrote above there going, like, life is difficult. And when we start to realize that life is difficult, and not to like dwell on that or to be negative when I say that, but it's like, yeah, do you know what? It's difficult. That's not going to change by us, you know, like thinking we can positively think our way out of things. But it can be a better experience. The difficulties are going to come up for us all. That's guaranteed. Like, it's just a guaranteed part of life. But how we respond to those difficulties, how we deal with those difficulties, how we treat ourselves and support ourselves in those difficulties is what makes them easier or less impactful. How we treat ourselves in the time when things aren't difficult, when life just is the general day-to-day stuff, when we make those moments a lot happier, a lot more joyful, a lot more intentional, like I talked about last month, where we're actually showing up and saying, this is how I want to be. So therefore, are my actions, are my thoughts, are my belief systems reflecting what I really want in my life or who I really want to be in my life? There's nothing wrong with who you are now. This is not, and I've talked about this a lot last year, this is not about fixing yourself or anything like that. This is actually about enhancing yourself. It's about showing up and saying, do you know what? Like, I'm ready for bigger and better things now for myself. I'm ready for my year to be different. I'm ready for these things that I've struggled with time and time again to no longer be holding me back. That's going to take determination. It's going to take dedication. It's going to take commitment. It's going to take diligence. All of these things. It doesn't, when we look at other people and say, God, they have a great life or whatever. What are they doing differently to us? How are they showing up differently to us? They will have certain behaviors that they have, certain action steps, a certain mindset. So how can we bring ourselves there? How can we tap more into our spiritual energy, our soul energy? How can we tap into this beautiful source of light that we come from, that's there for us to utilize all of the time? And everything in life, as I always say, is dark and light. We cannot get to the light without going through the dark, and we cannot get through the dark without tapping into our light. It works in unison. So difficulties in life, joy in life, they're always going to be there. But sometimes the difficulties take us down and stop us, if we so choose that to be. So before Christmas, I've been doing, obviously all of you know, because I've talked about it many times, fertility treatment, and we've had one embryo left to transfer. Since March, I've had this embryo, and I've gone on a roller coaster with my clinic of trying to be able to transfer this little last embryo. New doctors, ended up in hospital, given wrong treatment, wrong medication, not given medication that I wanted, and on and on and on. Won't even bore you with all the details. But eventually I got there in December, where I was able to transfer my embryo. Everything was amazing and all went really well. And it didn't work. It didn't implant, and I did a pregnancy test and it was negative on the very day that my COVID test was positive. I haven't had COVID in the whole time for 3 years. I know I've shared with you before, my dad died of COVID. So like it's very, you know, it's very impactful or emotional for me when I think about it. I've minded myself so well. And actually, I even think that I picked COVID up in the fertility clinic, because that was the 3 days before I started getting symptoms. So it was all a bit of a disaster, and then shoved into isolation. Then I passed it to my husband, and we didn't get to see any of our family or anybody, like many people who've had COVID at Christmas and different times. And I was just forced into this hole, is all I can say, of really having to sit with all of this stuff. Generally with my fertility path, I always, of course, have been distraught and upset and cried a lot and got frustrated and angry and all of the things that go with it, because it is quite a grueling path. And I've been on this path for, you know, many, many, many years. But when I found out that I wasn't pregnant, not that I wasn't disappointed, of course I was, but a freedom came from it, and a freedom, a relief, a sense of relief and a release actually arrived. And I was sharing this with a lot of my friends, you know, over the course of Christmas, by sending them audios about what was going on and whatever. And I, so many people in my life were like, God, I can hear the relief in your voice. And the relief came because I was like, I no longer have to put my body through this. I no longer have to try and force something to happen. I no longer have to try and use myself like as if I'm not even present, just handing my body over for a huge amount of medication over a very prolonged period of time. I have, you know, put on so much weight from all of the hormones and the steroids I've been on for 2.5 years, practically consistently, back to back cycles and things like that. I started losing a sense of myself in all of it, because I didn't, instinctively, I didn't agree with what the doctors were doing. And it turned out that I was right. But you kind of go along with these things. You lose your voice a bit, thinking you don't know, the doctors know, and whatever. And, you know, it's all of these difficult things were happening. And actually having a baby seemed to be the furthest thing away, because it was all just so consuming around like how I was physically feeling. So the release that came of thinking, I don't actually have to do this anymore. I don't have to throw my body into this, and I don't have to force anything. And I remember at the start of 2022, when I was preparing for that cycle where I did get that embryo for another IVF cycle, I actually didn't want to do it. And we put ourselves under financial pressure to do it as well. And I didn't really want to do it. And I felt I had to do it because it was the only way I was going to have a baby. And I was like, I'll never, ever forgive myself if I don't do this. But there was that voice in my head saying, I don't want to do this, because I wanted 2022 to be a very different year. I wanted it to be different, and I wanted it to be easier. And doing IVF did not feel like it was going to be easy. And for anybody doing IVF now or thinking about doing it, some people have it very easy. It just wasn't my experience with it. And I knew that it needed to change. So when we got to the end of this year, obviously, or 2022, didn't become pregnant or anything, I just thought to myself, and perhaps having such a difficult path with IVF was good, because the relief that came, I didn't really think about, oh God, I'm not going to be able to be a mother now. I just thought, oh my God, I have myself back. And that is worth more actually to me than being a mother, than to be able to get up every day and to plan my life. Like I have a family wedding coming up in October, and I can actually think about that. I can think, oh God, I can do that. I can go there. I won't be on drugs. Like, because that's what your life becomes like when you're doing cycle after cycle. You're constantly thinking about drugs you're going to be on, or what time, and can I drink? Can I not drink? Can I go here? Am I going to be bloated? Am I going to be sore? Am I going to be sick? Am I whatever? So really over the last few weeks when I have had to just kind of sit with this and obviously visit the disappointment of it and things like that. But I just thought, like, this is why I'm doing this month. And this is why I'm sharing this story with you, because that's a plan in my life that I've had forever. I've always seen myself with children, like 100%. I'm blessed to have a stepson. He has lived with us for 12 years. Like, he just moved out there recently to his first apartment. I've had experience of parenting in a way, and I am very blessed for that. But what I, you know, what I realized is, I heard this little motivational video the other day, and they said, God takes away from you something that's going to destroy you. And I was like, and it's not that I'm a massive believer in God or anything, it's just that's what was in the video. And I thought to myself, that's such an interesting thing, that there is definitely a plan for us. And we hope that that plan is better. And I hope that that is. That doesn't mean it's being a parent. That doesn't mean I mightn't be a parent. Like, who knows, right? I actually have no clue. And to be honest, it's so freeing that I don't even have to think about it anymore. And what really came to mind when I heard that is going, okay, God has taken this whole scenario away from me so it doesn't destroy me, because actually doing that treatment was destroying me physically, which was then obviously having such an impact on the rest of my life. So the big thing here that I'm sharing with you is that no matter where you are in your life at this time, no matter the plans that you've made, no matter if you look back and say, gosh, like me, I'm 41 now, and I'm like, okay, 41, this isn't really where I thought my life would be. This isn't really the kind of person that I used to be. This isn't this. And I'm like, who cares what I was 10 years ago or 15 years ago or what my plans were? I'm here in this moment now. So how can I make this year be different? And not just this year, how can I make my life be different? How can I learn from everything that's happened? Do I sit and dwell in something that's been difficult, or do I use it as a learning experience and say, do you know what, like, I have an opportunity for change? And that's really where these thoughts of like, yeah, do you know what, life is shit. It is. And that's just it. And all of us will have those experiences. And I've shared with you many a time of how I would have spiritually been like, oh, this is a lesson for this, that and the other. Who cares even if it's a lesson for whatever bigger thing that I don't know or understand and may never know or understand, or are your life lessons, things that you may never understand? We don't actually know the power of spiritual energy. We don't know it because it's so far, not far from us because it's like within us, but like we will probably never fully understand that till we die. And even at that point, we won't even remember it. So what about just coming to yourself and saying, I want something better, different, or even the same, because you could be in a really good space now and you're like, I want to continue this. So how do you continue it? How do you make sure it stays the same? And for those of you that want things to be different, how do you do that? What has to fundamentally shift in you? Like, for me, I know that I have definitely been in more like victim mode around things. I don't actually talk like that. And I don't talk like that to people or like poor me or anything. I never do. But there are moments inside where I go, you know, F this, like, why is this happening to me? Like, why is this so bloody hard and so bloody difficult? I don't know why it is. And if I spend more years, or if you spend more years trying to figure out why, you'll never, ever, ever move forward. You'll never get to your next step, because we get stuck in all of this stuff. Like, I would look back at my life from the age of 18 to about 32. Jesus Christ, I achieved so much. I was such a go-getter. I did so much. I was always really positive, really fit and healthy in myself. And something just changed overnight. Something shifted in me. I know why it shifted. I know what difficult event happened for something to shift. That has carried on now to here I am, 41. It's definitely shifted in a good way over the last year or two, but I know what happened. That is 10 years of my life gone. Like, just gone in a blink of an eye. And I have spent most of the last 10 years thinking about the 10 years before and how great I was at that time and how, you know, motivated I was and determined I was. And what has that done for me? Absolutely nothing. It has just kept me stuck in exactly the same mindset. So I am going on this path with you because I always bloody do. Every single month I show up and I'm like, right, I'm going to go on this with you as well. But I want things to be different for you. I want things to be different for myself. That doesn't mean that I'm not good enough or you're not good enough. That doesn't mean that my life doesn't have great things in it already, or nor that your life doesn't have great things in it. I'm aware of all of that stuff. But I want your year to be a year that when you look back, you say, do you know what? Yeah, I really showed up for myself in 2023. I really took the opportunity to make the change. And when I do that, and when you do that, that's where it is completely and utterly different. And I did the topic of living intentionally back in December, you know, as a kind of a lead into the new year. Go back to those teachings if you've subscribed to the teachings or the meditations or the classes, whatever it is, and really think about that. Even go back to just the introductory page of it, which will be in your library, and listen to what I was saying at the time. Listen to, like, what are your core beliefs about life? Not the ones that you've, the limiting ones you have now, but what underneath all of the limitation and the worry and the fear, what are your core beliefs? What do you really believe? Like, I really believe that life is abundant and joyful and happy, and it's meant to be good. I know that there's going to be crap with it, but I know it's meant to be good. So why am I not making it good? You know, I've allowed myself, albeit going through a difficult time and everything, but there has been moments during that I could have listened to myself more. What would have happened if I didn't do that IVF treatment back last March? What would have happened? I probably would have got my body back. Maybe something different might have come up to help me get pregnant. Maybe I would have decided I didn't want to get pregnant. Like, maybe my life in other areas would have expanded and got better. Who knows? I don't know, because I did make a completely different choice that went against the grain of what I want to do. So don't let this be a year that you go against the grain of what you really want, or where you don't listen to yourself. Just make this year a year that you just don't do that anymore, if that's possible. So I hope that you enjoyed this month. I'm looking forward to what we're going to be doing, and I will chat to you all very soon.